Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and we'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come on each week and share the word of God before you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. That's Turn on the Light with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And they're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and their senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday morning beginning at 9 with Sunday school, and they also have worship service starting at 10 a.m. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday. Wednesday at noon, you can actually call this number and listen to their Bible study live. And Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., they have Bible studies at their location. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. It's comingtothelight.org. Well, I thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
You still love me, in spite of me. You still chose me. How can it be? Every scar, every flaw, you see it all. You see it all. You still love me. Find me.
You still love me, in spite of me. You still chose me.
How can it be? It's hard to believe you have a choice.
You have a choice.
Growing daily,
you choose me.
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe
you have a choice.
Hallelujah. You still chose me in spite of me. It's hard to believe that daily you have a choice, but you still choose me. Just think about those words. Never gave up on me. Just think about everything that you've been through in this life. Yet, he never gave up on you. He never stopped loving you. He never stopped protecting you. He never stopped watching over you. He never gave up on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In spite of me. Glory to God. I want to start off by saying Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. Glory to God. Without you, there would not be us. Thank God for mothers. In spite of me, speaking of in spite of me, I have a confession. I like to be transparent. And my confession is, last week, I had this message prepared. And so I was going to get up early to go over it and finish up everything. Next thing I know, it was 11:02. So my confession is I overslept. I set the alarm to wake up at that particular time, but evidently I must have turned it off and said I'll lay down a couple of minutes. A couple of minutes turned into a couple of hours. So that's my confession. But I want to say this. Every week, my most exciting time is 10 a.m. every Saturday morning. This is my most exciting time. This is what I get prepared for. There used to be a time where on Saturdays, I would get prepared to go play softball. There used to be a time where I would get prepared on Friday night instead of studying for the message. I would go out to clubs. So I don't take this what I'm doing lightly. So I sincerely apologize for those who are faithful in calling in, for not being able to hear the word last week. Time is the most serious time of the week for me to be able to share what God has shared with me. So I sincerely apologize. So that's the confession that I wanted to make. Amen. In spite of me, God still loves me. Hallelujah. And I pray that you do as well, because I love each and every one of you. Glory to God. Let's get into the word. Amen. Going to be coming out of the book of Acts. Acts, the third chapter. Starting at verse 13, Acts 3 and 13, and it reads, "The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God had raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had shown by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he had so fulfilled. Repent ye, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. I want to stop there. But I want to focus on verse 17. I'm going to read it again. It says, "And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers." The title of the message this morning is, "Through Ignorance Ye Did It." Through ignorance ye did it. Let us pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for allowing us once again to come before you, Lord, to sit at your feet, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, to hear your heartbeat, God, to dwell in your presence and receive what you would have to say to us, to equip us, to build us up, to encourage us, to prepare us, God, to go out and do what you called us to do, to seek and save that which is lost, to share the good news of the gospel, God. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word that saves, your word that delivers, your word that sets free, Father, your word that heals. Thank you for your son, Jesus, God, who you sent into this world to be the propitiation for our sins, to live a sinless life, God, who was tempted even to the point of death, yet he sinned not. And he took our sin, the sins of the world, to the cross, to be the sacrifice, to die on that cross, God, to defeat hell and sin and the grave. And Father, thank you for raising him up on the third day with all power, and for receiving him back into heaven, where he's seated on your right hand, interceding for us daily. Thank you for Holy Spirit, God, our comforter, our teacher, our guide. To give us strength when we're weak. And thank you for you, God, our Father, our Creator. Thank you for considering us, Father, for creating us, for making us your own. And now, Father, as we receive your word, help us to apply to our lives, to make it personal, Father, that we may be able to withstand the wiles and the trickery and the wicked schemes of Satan. We thank you and we praise you, Father, just for who you are, Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to share this also, speaking of last week. Now, my wife normally makes sure that I'm up. So she wasn't here last weekend. She had to be at work. at a certain time. So I kind of rely on her to make sure that I'm up. So she made a comment that you see how important I am to you. Of course. Yes, you are. Very important. Glory to God. She made sure I ain't oversleep this morning. Thank you, Jesus. All right, all right. Through ignorance, ye did it. Ignorance. I want to read a few definitions so we can really understand what's going on in this passage. The word ignorance. Ignorance means the state or fact of being ignorant. Lack of knowledge, education, or awareness. That's what ignorance means. Lack of knowledge, education, or awareness. Focusing on verse 17 when Peter said, and now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. Lack means the fact or state of being wanting or deficient. Deficient, not up to a normal standard. Deficient means defective. Lack means something that is lacking or is needed, to be deficient or missing, to be short or have need of something. But this next one stands out to me. It says, to stand in need of, suffer from the absence or deficiency of. That's what lack means. To stand in need of, suffer from the absence or deficiency of. Defective means imperfect in form or function, to be faulty. It means falling below the norm in structure or in mental or physical function. Defective means lacking one or more of the usual forms of grammatical inflection. And we have to understand who Peter is talking to. We're going to get into that. But that's why I want to lay this foundation of the word ignorance. Now, knowledge, the word knowledge. Because ignorance means a lack of knowledge. Knowledge means cognizance. The fact or condition of knowing something with familiarity gained through experience or association. Knowledge means the fact or condition of being aware of something. The range of one's information or understanding. Knowledge means the circumstance or condition of apprehending truth or fact through reasoning. So we've learned what ignorance lacks. Defective and knowledge, we've learned what those definitions are. And the last message that we spoke about, the title was Walking with God. And the thing that stood out in that message in Acts 4, verse 13, it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. So Peter and John to these priests, these leaders, the captain of the temple, the Sadducees, these men of prestige, of higher learning, so to speak, they look down upon Peter and John because they knew that they were unlearned men, that they didn't have the education, that they didn't have, quote unquote, the letters behind their names, B.S., Ph.D. But the thing that marveled them, the thing that wowed them, that got their attention is the way that they were speaking. These two unlearned men, the way that they were speaking. But the thing that really stuck out is that this man that they spoke about in Acts 3. Acts 3, in verse 16, it says, and his name through faith in his name had made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. So this man that they're speaking of, see, in the beginning of Acts 3, Peter and John were on their way to the temple to pray. And before they began to walk up the stairs to the temple, it was a man who was lame, begging for alms. And when Peter and John approached him, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. This is what Peter had to give him. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Glory to God. This is what I have to offer you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And verse 7 in chapter 3 says, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Now this man had been lame, it says, from his mother's womb. So he was born with whatever ailment that he had. Mainly, he couldn't walk. And then it says in verse 7, says, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Glory to God. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple. Ha. Walking and leaping and praising God. Can you imagine that? This man who had been lame all of his life, all of a sudden now, he's able to walk. Glory to God. But he didn't stop there. It said that he started leaping and praising God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was asking for money and received healing. And then verse 9 says, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. So all of these people that had known this man, because every day he sat at that gate called Beautiful, begging for alms. So he was well known. But then when they saw him walking and leaping and praising God, they were marveled. They were amazed. And so they ran up to Peter and John. But listen to verse 12. It says, and when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, this is where the text starts, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. See, now he's preaching. Now he's reminding them of Jesus and how when Jesus was on trial and Pilate approached him and asked, who should I release unto you? This man Jesus, whom he didn't see any wrong in what they were judging him of, or this man Barabbas. Barabbas was like in our days would be somebody like Charles Manson, or in the movie Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter, comparing them to Barabbas. But they said, give us Barabbas. Crucify Jesus. So he's reminding them of what they did. And verse 14 says, but ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And verse 16, and his name through faith in his name have made this man strong, this man that you all are amazed about seeing walking and leaping and praising God, whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Perfect means wholeness. Not that he had been made sinless or without sin, Some of you are going to understand that word perfect because it keeps coming up. Perfect means wholeness, lacking nothing, wanting nothing. It says perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Verse 17 says, and now, brethren, I wot. Wot meaning to know. I know that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. And see, this is significant because you have this unlearned, uneducated, undignified man telling these men of prestige, these men of stature, these educated and learned men, that they're ignorant. He said that they were lacking knowledge, that they were lacking awareness, that they were defective in their knowledge, in their understanding. And so this is what stirred them up. But they couldn't do anything about the miracle that they had seen, because it was real. Neither could they do anything to Peter and John about the way that they were speaking, because they knew that they had been with Jesus. See, once you have an encounter with Jesus, you're no longer the same. See, they weren't considered as being unlearned or undignified or uneducated after they perceived that they had been with Jesus. Because it's not about the education or statuses or prestige when you encounter Jesus. It's about the anointing that comes upon you, that gives you boldness. And see, I can attest, because certain people may not see me as being qualified to come before you each Saturday. But because of the anointing and because of knowing that I have been with Jesus, glory to God. See, it's not me, but it's him who's using me. It's him who is speaking through me. And I have no problem yielding myself to him. Glory to God. Because it's all for his glory. As I mentioned earlier, I get excited about this time of the week, because this is the time when I surrender. None of me and all of you, God. I decrease that he may increase. That they will hear you, God. Glory to God. So, Peter said that through your ignorance, ye did this. But what was he talking about? He said that you killed Jesus. In verse 15, it says, well, let's start at 14. It says, but ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And then in verse 17, that's when he said, through your ignorance, you did this. As did also your rulers. But then as we continue, in verse 22, it says, for Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. I want to read that one again. Verse 23 says, and it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Verse 25 says, ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. See, the understanding that they had when Peter shared with them that God had told Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. See, they saw that he was talking about his son, Abraham's son, Isaac. See that's the natural understanding that they had. So that's why they didn't recognize and they didn't accept Jesus when he was presented before them. Verse 26 says, unto you first God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you. See, he explained it to them. It's not about Isaac. Isaac is not the seed that God was talking about when he spoke to Abraham. He said, unto you first, God, having raised up his son, Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away everyone of you from his iniquity. So this is the seed that God was talking about, Jesus. And it says that this Jesus had fulfilled every prophecy. So he knew to mention Moses and Samuel, some of the prophets that they looked up to. This man Moses, this man Samuel, talked about this man Jesus. And everything that they said about this man Jesus has come to pass. Verse 20 says, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. So it's not that they hadn't heard about Jesus. Verse 21 says, whom the heaven must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So every prophet, every holy prophet throughout the ages, since the world began, has mentioned this coming Messiah, had mentioned this kinsman redeemer, had mentioned this savior of the world, this son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But you denied him. You rejected him. Hosea 4:6. Hosea 4:6. It reads, this is God speaking. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. So, yes, they were high priests and priests of the synagogues and the temple, but God said because he had denied and rejected and has forgotten the law of God, and on top of that, he said that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. One of the definitions of lack means to stand in need of, to suffer from the absence or deficiency of. So because of you being ignorant, because of your lack of knowledge, you are suffering, which leads to destruction. Romans 5, Romans 5th chapter, starting at verse 6. It says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God, glory to God, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet ignorant, while we were yet lacking knowledge, while we were yet defective in our learning, Christ died for us. Glory to God. That's why when Jesus was on the cross, glory to God, this was his purpose. This summed everything up. Before he gave up the ghosts. Before he bowed his head and died, he yelled out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them because of their ignorance. Father, forgive them for their lack of knowledge. Father, forgive them for their deceptiveness of learning. For they know not what they are doing, Father." Through ignorance, he did it. Let's go to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 2. We're going to close this out. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4. It says, 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4. I have to be in 1 Timothy first and not 2 Timothy, amen? All right, I have it. 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4, it reads, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior." For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. What's that truth? Verse 5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. This is that truth." So it says that this is good and acceptable in the sight of God. God is not willing that any man should perish. The word perish doesn't mean to die in the natural sense, because it's appointed to all men once to die in the natural sense. But the word perish is speaking of going to hell. God does not want anybody to go to hell, but who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Second Peter. Second Peter, verse 3. Second Peter, the third chapter, verse 17. 2 Peter, the third chapter, verse 17, and it reads, "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." I'm going to read that one again. "Ye therefore, brethren, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." man. Through ignorance, ye did it. Father, thank you for your word. And thank you, Father, that because of your word, there is no reason for us ignorant anymore. There's no reason for us to lack understanding anymore. There's no reason for us to be defective in our learning anymore because we've heard your word. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Through ignorance, ye did it, but we will not be ignorant anymore. Glory to God. Well, thank you once again for calling in. We will talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Whitty. Love you. Bless you. Be blessed. Celebrate the mothers. Glory to God.